Derek, it is a Tuesday, but it sure feels like a Monday.
I had a good weekend, and you had an influencer come to town.
I did.
Where did you take this influencer around?
Oh, we went, well, so we went and checked out Element 30, because, you know, if you're going to see how cool Carney is, you need a place to live.
Yes.
And then we went to Yanny Park and checked out all that's nice. Going on there.
Carney has the best parks.
That's right. He was super impressed with that. He was like, man, I could stay here all day.
Awesome.
Went and checked out Carney High, and he flew his drone around, got some nice aerial shots. We checked out the canal and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we got one video coming for sure, but it might turn into more videos. So, nice. And we went and ate at Alley Rose and walked around downtown, got some of the murals and
checked out some artwork.
That's right. Yep.
Well, very cool. Well, we've got our two guests today. So, you know, the influencing digital marketing and everything that comes along with it. And these influencers are new to me, but with the marketing, we've also started Chamber Chatter, and we've got a lot of steam. It's worldwide. People download our Chamber Chatter from all over the world. Riley can check out all the analytics and see who's downloading it. And there's Germany.
We've got some consistent views in Germany. So thank you. I don't know who you are, but that's awesome.
Yes. I wish I knew more German. I don't remember all my German, you know, was ist das was like the best I could come up with. Right. You guys know German? Any?
A few customers.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny how you remember those from your education, right? But we've got I was joking earlier about the king, but we'll just call it the lioness of, you know, United Way here with us, and the king of the banking world today with John Hoggett. Right. I want to talk about the partnership, but first let's talk a little, just a bit about kind of individual businesses. And so John, I want to start with you. Let's talk about the building we're in. You guys have been open for, gosh, maybe a year or so. I remember having the ribbon cutting not that long ago.
August 1st of last year.
So oh, wow.
We completed one year and 1 month now. So 13 months under this building.
It's definitely a statement piece on the north side of Kearney. It's very attractive with the glass and everything. At night, it's lit up. It's very cool. It's attractive. How's things going with the new location here?
It's been great. I mean, it's a tremendous traffic area for Kearney. It shows off well. People can find Pinnacle Bank when they come to Kearney. It's not hard. It's not in the south part of town. It's in the north part of town. But with the it's not a bypass. It's a
Expressway.
The expressway. Yes. I always stumble.
Don't call
on
it
that.
A bypass.
Don't call it a bypass.
Do you know why, Riley? Because we're not bypassing anything in Kearney.
Yeah. Coming.
I've been corrected 1,000 times.
But yeah, you're in the north side. I mean, I call the north side of Kearney kind of more the shopping district, right? I mean, you've got the mall, you've got, you know, a lot of different shopping areas in Kearney. And so, yeah, you're in a great location.
It's amazing how many people have come into town that already bank with Pinnacle. And there's my bank. And thanks for being there. And the ATM location is getting some usage, even though ATMs are... They're still active, but they're not as prominent as they once used to be, right? It's a great location. The building's very comfortable. A lot of glass. And we're dealing with some of the sun issues with shades. But overall, we're pretty pleased to have this location.
All right. Well, and that's – I mean, anytime you build a new building, you're always having some things that you got to refine and look at and say, hey, there's some things. But, no, it's well thought out. I was even commenting on the furniture as we go through our capital campaign for a new building at the Chamber and Economic Development Council and Visitors Bureau. I'm always now definitely looking and engaged in people's building and attire and things like that.
I've been involved with a few builds in my career, and I found for personally, I just step back. There are people who can see a vision and they end up picking colors and combinations that I would have never thought of. And you look at it after the fact and go, wow, that is pretty cool.
That was perfect.
Yeah. I kind of like it to picking ties. I used to buy ties from Denny Polacek at Hirschfeld's for Men back in the day. I'm an old school guy. And I would let Denny pick the ties because my choice in ties always were bad. And so Denny Polacek would pick my ties for me.
My wife does that often for me. So
picking furniture and colors, let the artistic people figure that out.
Nice. Well, good. Well, Savannah, what about United Way? What's going on? I know you guys have been busy. You guys are destination downtown, I think. You guys have just been at the state fair. It was a little warm down there. Yeah. So you've been all over the place, literally. I mean, literally all over the place. So tell me a little bit about kind of what you've, you know, because you, how long have you had the reins of United Way? Has it been about a year?
No, since the beginning of January, middle of January.
Okay. So coming up on a year, eight months in.
Yeah. Right. So I'm getting ready to do my first campaign.
Yes.
Which is kind of our, you know, it's a big deal for United Way because that's where the majority of our fundraising happens throughout the year. But I feel like one of the biggest things that I've really needed to focus on is just getting out into the community and being a presence and letting people know that we're there. And the impact that we have in all of the different agencies, and also some of the things that we do that are separate from the agencies that a lot of people don't know about. So I've really been trying to focus on that and just letting people see my face and build relationships.
Yeah, I think there's a whole building success through involvement, right? I mean, John's a testament to that. I think a lot of our chamber members that we see have a lot of success. I understand that pillar, that involvement is a key. The handshake is not going away, right? I mean, all those things. And so that's great that you've had that attitude to get out there and lead that way. So mm-hmm. That's awesome. Now you guys have like how many organizations are under your umbrella?
So we have 21 organizations that are currently our partner agencies that we provide funding for. We have a couple that we don't actually, they haven't requested any grant funding for a few years. Instead, people can still donate to them through us and we don't take any fees. We allow them to have those donations. But people can donate to literally any nonprofit organization that they would like to. Through the workplace campaigns, and I don't think a lot of people know that. So that just makes it a very, very easy way for people to do their giving. It's just automatically through your payroll deduction, and then we'll process it and send out those donations for you.
Right, and get it dispersed. That's great. We've got some exciting things coming up. And that's kind of that partnership I want to talk about. But first, I want to make sure we thank our sponsor, Fast Forward.
Yes.
Dusty Burge at Fast Forward. He's quite the entrepreneur. But let's go to that commercial and we'll thank him.
Electric utilities use Fast Forward to reduce power outages and wildfires with vehicle-mounted camera technology. Their technology can inspect over 5,000 poles a day, helping utilities implement without increasing rates to the consumer.
Fast Forward.
I love that ending. I'm pretty proud of it.
You're pretty proud of it. Riley and remixing the commercial at the end. I love it too. Let's talk about the partnership. So we've got John Hoggett with Pinnacle Bank, Savannah Lyon with United Way of Kearney. Tell us a little bit about the partnership. And John, what was the intention? I mean, why did you guys jump on board when I'm assuming United Way approached you guys?
Yeah. United Way approached us to be the lead sponsor, the campaign sponsor, and we enthusiastically said yes. You know, it kind of comes down to principles of a community and principles of a handshake or traditional things. And I'm always interested in the new stuff, influencers and social media ads and, you know, ways of reaching people. And it kind of comes down to serving the people of the community. Heard a long time ago that a successful bank is in a successful community, and the bank is only as successful as the community that it represents. And that includes all aspects of not just the affluent, but the people who are in need. And it's really kind of cool to be able to reach and touch both. And so sometimes sometimes financial institutions get labeled as only wanting to take care of people who have the money, and that's somewhat unfair, but I also see where people can see that correlation. But the real fact of the matter is that, rising tide lifts all ships, and we need to make sure that the tide is high enough so everyone can be successful and give a helping hand where needed. And there are needs in our community. You know, I think one thing Kearney does really well is you drive by and you just have somebody from out of town, maybe an influencer coming to town, and they go, wow, look at Kearney. There's not a a bad part of town. There's nothing that's embarrassing or there's nothing that's frightening. But there are still needs in our community. And we do a really good job of masking those, or we do a really good job of taking care of those. And I'm going to attribute the United Way and other agencies, the 21 agencies and more, that really help Kearney be Kearney and take care of people who need taken care of at the time they need it. And there's, we probably could talk all day about the 21 agencies and what they do and what they're really good at. But helping people hand up or in a time of crisis, because you never know what's going to happen next, because, you know, a fire or a flood or whatever it could might be.
Some kind of disaster.
Some kind of disaster. We're one step away from everyone needing a hand up and hand out. So pretty excited about that. A successful bank is going to be located in a successful community. And it goes hand in hand.
Yep. No, that's awesome. I think that's a great testament to, you know, Pinnacle Bank as a whole too, you know, being community minded, for sure. So, that's much appreciated from the Chamber of Commerce, obviously, is your guys' involvement with United Way. So it's a great partnership in our eyes as well. Savannah, we've got some fun things, happening, this Thursday. And, I know this will,
I want to hear about this up. Tricycle race.
The tricycle
because I've heard
derby.
Rumors it, about
it is
this.
A derby. Like,
and I am highly interested.
I've seen some videos. Riley. Of some of the competitors, you're in for a treat. Make sure you have SD cards available, batteries, and multiple camera angles.
Did you do the filming of some of those?
A lot of them, yeah.
She's talented. You do none of that.
There you go. Nice. You guys work together.
Right. Nice. Things.
She made Kurt Ott look good.
Oh, that's right.
So.
I remember amazing. Coach Jensen. I saw his too.
Yeah.
So
they're.
Let's talk about that. Where'd that come from? Like, how do you come up with a tricycle derby? Was that something that you saw, or like, how does that come about?
It was on a list of fundraising ideas. I was actually in a meeting with April from here at the Pinnacle, and she said, I really want to do this. And I was thinking, really? Is that what you're thinking? And she's like, yes. And so from there, it just really kind of exploded. And it's really, it's a testament to the people who are involved, the racers, because a lot of them actually haven't had a lot of connection with United Way in the past. You know, I know Kurt has, but through Pinnacle Bank, but I don't know about some of the others. So their personal connections with me or with the board, my sister's racing. So she has been a really fun champion of it. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're going to dress up and wear costumes and we're going to make these fun videos. And so we kind of just went along with it. And it's been kind of funny to watch it, like as everybody just kind of makes it explode. And I'm really excited. It's awesome.
That's going to be fun. I think it's fun that they're kind of going the extra mile. And again, I mean, there's definitely a theme. Today's podcast is involvement, right? You've got, the involvement of Pinnacle Bank with United Way. Obviously, you've got the involvement that you've taken on in your first 8 months to say, I'm going to get involved. And now you've got other people in the community to say, hey, I'm going to get involved. And that's a tough ask. I turned her down, Riley. I was asked.
He did.
I'll admit it. I turned it down.
You should have came to me.
Oh, gosh.
And then I would have.
You're right. I don't tell Riley no.
I asked the wrong person.
There's your
but listen, we have a tricycle here. So do you think maybe you could... Do you think maybe you could at least just like ride it?
I think yes.
Preview. That can be done after the production.
We can see. I don't know how tight my pants are today. We'll see if I can get my long legs on those pedals. If I can fit on that thing, we'll see. I've done dumber things.
Nobody can fit on it.
So
I think next year's big wheels.
Big wheels. I've seen those. Those are
you can
nice.
Find them anymore.
Oh man.
We had a hard time finding those radio
players. I mean, I'm sure you've been on like a...
They don't have big wheels. They have bikes and they have those balance bikes where they...
The Striders.
Yeah, the Striders.
Scooters are a big thing, right?
Scooters.
Whether it's electric or not.
Yeah.
I took a tumble on the electric scooter today. It's not good. My shoulder was a little sore for a while. I was like, oops. I've got little ones running around and I like to play with them. So that's good. We're doing some play. That's awesome.
He told me this story about him falling off the scooter. And then the other day I was walking somewhere downtown. You know, they have all those like electric, those round. So I took a video of it and then I put the Jaws music to it. And then I sent it to him. O'Reilly. It was great.
See, I don't tell Riley no because I know he can probably blackmail me at any time with all of his marketing skills.
Right? Yeah.
Between Photoshop, voice editing, who knows?
People, you think they'd learn not to send photos in like the group chat and stuff, because I'm like, every time they send one, I'm like, oh.
This is right. Photoshop that around.
Ideas.
It is good. We like to have fun.
Riley,
as well,
your yes. best friend.
Well, that's great, and it's great to have fun, right? I mean, I think that's sometimes a lost thing in business, right? We get so our heads down, and we're focused on that bottom line or that mission and vision that we have for business. But yeah, we all have to have fun, so that's great that we're doing that.
You know, you said something about involvement, and I want to tie back the word involvement to what United Way does and the business campaigns. At any level, people can give a nominal or a small amount and be involved. And I think that's one of the things that it's not necessarily the large gifts, although those are important.
Mm-hmm.
But we can go to an entry level person and say, you can be involved with $5 a paycheck. And if you would have went to them, ask them for $100 contribution, at any one point in time, they may have said, no, I can't afford that right mm-hmm. now. But if I can give $5 a paycheck, and now they're involved, and they become vested in the community. And I think that's a little piece of involvement that has people, when they first start working in the business world, get involved. And maybe it's a small contribution. Maybe it's a dollar paycheck. I don't care what the number is.
Right.
But they're involved, and they contributed to something. And that sense of ownership and involvement,
mm-hmm.
I think, is really powerful at all levels. So when we have somebody just a part-time teller that's a student from Shatter, Nebraska, who wants to work part-time, has contributed $1 a paycheck or $5 right. a paycheck.
They're making moves, right?
That's right.
And that money's going to make moves, and it's going to go to it's going to have a positive outcome at the end of the day.
Our campaign theme this year is It All Adds Up, of course, because Pinnacle Bank is our sponsor, but also because it really truly does add up. So yeah. When people donate a couple of bucks from a paycheck and somebody else says that, that's more significant than if they would have just said, I can't do anything, because it all adds up. And we don't want to discount that. We want to make sure that people understand that they are making a difference. And you never say, like, If you aren't donating when you can donate a couple dollars, you're not going to donate when you can donate thousands, because it's a value and it's something that you have to learn when at all economic levels and all pay levels, honestly.
Nice. We can throw up a little graphic at the bottom on where to find more information and yep. donate. Savannah, I got a fun question for you. What's your mom up to these days? Because, I used to teach with Savannah's mom.
I know.
Out at West Kearney High School. And I tell you what, Nancy can lay down the law. And I tell you what, those young men, young boys, would walk into her class. They would behave. She was a great influence and a positive influence up there. So I think it's great that you're in this position now.
But. Somebody asked me one time what it was like to grow up with her, because that's the, there's so much, oh, she's...
Because they know we're on that side, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But I'm like, no, she was the nicer one. My dad was more scary. But my dad also works at YRTC.
True, yes.
So, I don't know. I think my dad actually had a lot more fun at work, because he would, do races and do all sorts of things with the kids.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe they just flipped roles when they were at home, I guess. I'm not really sure. But, so she is executive director of Lionheart Equine Assisted Learning.
Right.
I always have to make sure I'm saying the name correctly. So she's been doing that for, I think, seven years now. It's really cool. It's kind of weird being in this position, because I think they would be a really great partner agency for us, as they focus on health and education.
Yes.
And it's really neat. So they use horses to help kids, but also adults, kind of work through just
with mathematics and different things.
It could be math. It could be reading, because my mom's a teacher.
Yep.
But she's also talking about getting into some work with some veterans, mm-hmm. or even adults that have some learning disabilities or some other type of disabilities. Not quite like what Carter does at the therapeutic horseback riding, but just to help them think outside of the box a little bit. So it's been really neat to watch that kind of.
That is cool. Well, there is animal therapy and, you know, I mean, there's, you know, it's not like there's just one bank in town, right, John? Nope. I mean, we know that, and it's a healthy community that way. And so, yeah, the competition's okay. And, but no, I know she was doing some great things there, and I'm very happy for her. What's probably the most challenging thing coming up? Do you feel like, John, with the banking world, and what do we have to look forward to? Do you feel like in the economy?
That's a great question, and I wish I could.
you have a magic wand, but I mean,
yeah, I think hope is a good word. I think there is hope, and you know, you kind of go back to the fundamentals of what's going on in our country, and you know, do you want to bet on America? And I think the answer is always yes. Right now. So I don't want to be a naysayer, and but it's a pretty divisive, tough world out there on the national level. I'm really glad that I live in the part of the state, part of the country that doesn't have that.
Yes, amen.
that cutthroat mentality, and even though it still exists to some degree, even in Nebraska, but I'm really happy to be in Nebraska. And have our unicameral can be divisive, but yet at the same day, I don't think it's nearly as divisive as other places. So
when we've seen a lot of progress, and so there's a lot of optimism, I think, out there with at least the Midwest and definitely even Kearney. I mean, we seem to be insulated from a lot of things.
We're a little bit countercyclical with the ag economy. And so I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic or cautious about the ag economy in the next couple of years. It seems like historically, good prices, being tough times. And, you know, when the national economy is bad, sometimes our economy is not so bad. And then when the national economy gets better, we kind of go into a little bit of a down slump on the ag commodity prices. But that's yet to be seen. But you kind of watch. And the good news is we have tremendous farm economics. And they've done really, really well the last several years. So there's a cushion to fall back on. So if there's a cushion needed, I think there's one there for the totality of the economic cycle. We'll be fine. But and it's just different. Liquidity has changed a lot. The deposit ratio, deposits have been a focus for all banks. I will speak for most of the banks here in Kearney. I think everyone's been concerned about their deposit side. And that hasn't been a focus for several years. And all of a sudden, boom, the Fed is bringing liquidity out of the market. We felt it pretty fast. And so you're seeing a lot of CD specials, you know, and checking account rates that for 10 or 15 years we haven't talked about. Mm-hmm. So that's changed. And there's probably time for the savers to get a little premium back, because the savers weren't being taken care of very well in the last several years. But so it's a different economic cycle.
You know, people that maybe come across tough times, and we have United Way and the 21 agencies that you're helping and that they can help in well. So yeah, I mean, I think it's reality that there's definitely people in our community that need help. And so thank you, Savannah, for everything that you do and your team at United Way. And John, thanks to Pinnacle Bank and your team stepping up to plate and leading the campaign this year. So we're
very happy to be associated with United Way.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So
thank you.
Well, Riley, thanks to Fast Forward again.
Yep.
Riley, as always, it's fun hanging out with you, doing some podcasts. So we'll continue to do some more. We're no sentimental music this time, Riley.
Right.
Until next time, this is Chamber Chatter.
Hey, Riley here. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Make a Move podcast. For more content, check us out on all major social media platforms and makeamovepodcast.com. Until next time, get off your butt and make a move.